Shouldn't we first define what we mean by God's goodness?
By all means, Wren. Go ahead. Define it for us.
Oh, I can't be bothered. What difference does it make? The simple fact is that God will do whatever God will do.
Is that so, Wren? Then the free will of humans is merely an artifice?
I wouldn't say that.
Then how do you reconcile God's doing what he will while man has the freedom to do what he will? Or perhaps we've got it the wrong way around. Man's will is actually dominant, and God is merely running around reacting to everything we throw at him. He isn't omnipotent after all.
Good heavens, Williams. That sort of talk will get you burned at an inquisition.
And you will be the one to light the match.
I might.
I must say, Williams, some of your ideas do make you eminently combustible.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I need to clear up a few of these glasses.
Let's ask this young lady. Excuse me.
Sir?
In Matthew's Gospel.
Who's?
The Gospel of Matthew, you know? The Gospels. Surely you're familiar with Matthew's Gospel and Marx?
Marx? Karl Marx wrote a Gospel?
What? No!
Steady on, Wren.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Never mind, carry on.
Right.
Thank you. That was a shock.
Is it? I'm getting the distinct impression that more and more people know less and less about the faith we take for granted.
We are an increasingly secular society.
Well, that's why I've taken up an assignment to write a book from the Christian perspective. It's about pain.
Pain? You're not a clergyman, Jack.
Well, show me a clergyman who has done the job and I will yield to him. As far as I know, no one has written a book about that topic in layman's terms. Since I'm a layman, I've agreed to do it.
Well, you're a braver man than I.
Oh, there's nothing brave about it, Wren. It's a matter of duty. I'm dragging you into it.
No.
I'd like to read sections to all of you, to get your suggestions and help.
Now you mention it, I have a project I've been writing which I'd like to read to you.
Ah.
It's a follow-up to The Hobbit.
Dwarves and elves, spare us.
So we could meet here or in my rooms at the college, perhaps invite a few others. I'll need sound advice about what I write. This assignment scares me to death.
Why does it scare you, Jack?
I'm attempting to tackle a very difficult topic, Charles. What if I get it all wrong?
What if you do? If everyone is as ignorant as you believe, they won't know, will they?